online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
And with the latest news for Kent, here's Joanna Earle.
The government insists authorities aren't hiding anything about the Grenfell Tower fire. Residents of the estate around the building have written to Theresa May, calling for the investigation to leave no stone unturned. There are claims the real number killed could have been covered up because of fears of riots. The Defence Secretary and Sevenoaks MP, Sir Michael Fallon, says it's hard for officials to come up with a total.
Nobody knows exactly how many people were sleeping in that tower that particular night. There may have been friends staying overnight.
Meantime, panels on 95 high-rise buildings in 32 local authority areas in England have now failed safety checks.
KMFM News.
A 47-year-old man has appeared at the Old Bailey, accused of murder and attempted murder over the Finsbury Park terror attack in North London. One man died and nine people were taken to hospital after a van crashed into a group near a mosque last week. Darren Osborne from Cardiff spoke only to confirm his name. Figures given to KMFM show hundreds of mental health patients in Kent are being sent away from the county for treatment. The data reveals it happened to almost 600 people in the last financial year. That's higher than any other health trust. Consultant psychiatrist Dr. Andrew Molodinsky says it can have a devastating impact.
People lose trust in us. Their families can't visit anywhere near as often as they would like to at a time when they're most needed. And that sense of isolation and loneliness presumably contributes to it taking longer for people to get better.
The government says it's already committed to ending inappropriate placements by 2020. A girl's in a London hospital with serious injuries after being hit by a car as she cycled in Dartford. The 11-year-old had been riding along Prince's Road before turning into Dovedale Road when it happened yesterday afternoon. Investigators want to hear from witnesses.
This is KMFM.
The partner of former EastEnders actress Sian Blake has lost his appeal against his whole life sentence for killing her and their two young sons. Their bodies were found buried in the garden of their home in Erith in December 2015. 49-year-old Arthur Simpson Kent was jailed last October. A man's been detained under the Mental Health Act after being rescued from the River Medway. He reportedly jumped into the water at Chatham after allegedly going on a rampage in the town centre with a hammer. Emergency crews were called at around 3:30 this morning.
This is KMFM.
KMFM's been told security is being stepped up at this year's Kent County show following recent terror attacks. Organisers say visitors should be patient as bag searches and extra checks could cause delays at the entrance. But show manager Lucy Hegarty says we shouldn't be worried.
Please continue to come. There is no threat to the county show that we've received to date. So absolutely come along and have a fantastic day. There will be some random bag searches. So there will be some delays at the gates, but we're hoping to not delay anyone too much.
Around 80,000 people are expected to attend the three-day event, which gets underway at the showground next week.
KMFM News.
The Queen's pay packet is going up to £82 million. She'll get £6 million of extra funding next year because the Crown's estate's making more money. It means the monarchy now costs every UK taxpayer 65p a year. Former royal butler Grant Harrell doesn't think that's too much, though.
You can't even buy a bar of chocolate for that kind of money. It's the price of a first-class stamp. The reality is, it's nothing when you consider that they bring in £500 million for the tourist industry.
And a weather warning for heavy rain has been issued for Kent. The Met Office have got a yellow alert in force from 4 this afternoon until 9 tomorrow morning. Forecasters say there's a chance of some thunder too.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket in England are back in action at the Women's World Cup. With more on that and the rest of the Sport the Sunshine, here's Lucy.
Well, the side are taking on Pakistan at Leicester, who are currently in bat. Kent's Tammy Beaumont was out earlier for a low score. A short time ago, the visitors were on 134 for 2 after 23 overs. England are looking to recover from an opening defeat to India at the weekend. In the meantime, Kent resume their first ever day-night county championship match this afternoon. They were bowled out for just 180 by Nottinghamshire in their first innings at Trent Bridge yesterday. Play gets underway at 2 with the home side on 135 for 3. And in tennis, Andy Murray has pulled out of an exhibition match this afternoon because of a sore hip just under a week before he begins his Wimbledon title defence. The world number one was due to play Frenchman Lucas Puy at the Hurlingham Club in London. His withdrawal is said to be a precaution.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.